The Alamo Dome is silent, but in less than 24 hours, 78,000 fans will be witness to all the noise, excitement, and pageantry that is college football at its very finest. When the number one ranked Wildcats of West Texas and the number two ranked Minnesota State Screaming Eagles battle for the national championship. Hi, everyone. I'm Al Michaels, and welcome to our preview of the Pioneer Bowl.
Hey, God, would you shut it off? Hey,
everybody. Listen up. Coach has something to say.
Well, I honestly never thought I'd be making a speech like this. I always thought that football was my life, and my life was football. But, well, when I look around the room and I see so many friends and colleagues... family. You know, I've realized what's really important. Now I look at Luther, who's out there every day at practice down the three-point stance and those bad knees of his, and is teaching the game the way it should be played. I look at Dobb, coaching special teams and making those kids feel special. And Howard.
Oh, you don't have to say anything about me, Hayden.
Okay. There's one job I wouldn't want. It's his. He never gets to revel in any of the glory. He just gets to do the crummy stuff like balancing the budget or being nice to people. And Shirley here, donating all her spare time to tutor our players so they just won't be outstanding athletes, but outstanding students as well, with solid C averages. And Christine. Boy, what I say about Christine. She's always there for me when the cheering stops. Reminds me of what's really important. You know, I've been at this game 25 years, and like any coach, I've fantasized about what it would be like to play for the national championship. Now here we are. Yet when we go out in that field tomorrow night, winning or losing isn't going to be what matters most, because I realize now what matters most to me is that I've got all of you.
Oh. Excuse me. You going to throw up again?
Oh, yeah.
This at the press conference this morning. Hey, look, I'm sorry. You know, I'm pretty busy here. If you need some more quotes, there's going to be another press conference this afternoon. Christine, I'm telling you, it's a miracle any work gets done during bowl week. I mean, with these alumni gatherings, the banquets, I mean, it's nothing but distractions.
Well, at least we were able to forget about them for a little while last night.
We did? Gosh, I really have been distracted. Oh, hey, if that's another reporter, tell him I'm not here.
Hi.
More telegrams.
Put them with the others, honey.
Hayden, I couldn't sleep all night thinking about the West Texas running game. We got to make some changes.
What are you talking about? Changes?
All right. Where do you want me to put these here?
Finally, you can put a couple in your hair, one over each ear, a couple under each arm. You really want me to keep going?
Right up here will be just fine.
Hayden, maybe you ought to consider going to a six-man line on first down after all.
Oh, my God. Hayden, you got a telegram from Ronald Reagan.
The Gipper?
Hey, Luth, what about the six-man line? We can go over the telegrams later.
Wait a minute, Hayden, that's the Gipper. What did he say?
Win one for the Gipper.
Leave it to the Gipper. No, just the right thing to say before a big game.
Hey,
Hey, Coach, good luck tonight.
Yeah, thanks.
You think it's going to win?
We are.
Well, that's what we like to hear.
Yeah, that's why I said it.
Luke, listen, what about the six-man line?
Well, if I have the six-man line...
You guys, this is incredible. You got a telegram from Frank Sinatra.
Oh, Blue Eyes?
It says, do it your way.
Oh, Blue Eyes know just the right thing to say before a big game.
Hey, morning, everybody.
Hey, Robert.
You should see the lobby downstairs. People are packed like sardines. Band is playing, cameras are everywhere. I even got to do an interview on ESPN. Couldn't believe they actually wanted to know my opinion about something.
What'd they ask you?
They asked me how you were feeling this week.
Okay, that's it. It's turned into a circus. I am out of here, Christine.
Oh, Hayden, it's not a circus. Everyone is taking this very seriously.
Coach,
leave me the hell alone.
Don't worry about him, Christine. He's probably just going to throw up again.
Yeah.
Getting kind of crazy, isn't it?
Man.
Remember our first year in Chattanooga in 1968? We had 36 guys showed up for spring tryouts.
We had to wash the towels out after practice ourselves. We didn't even have enough money in the budget for new uniforms. You and me had to stitch them up.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, the funny thing is, I kind of miss those days, Luther. Even though the program was small, we didn't have any national attention. The only thing we had to worry about was football.
Yeah, those were the days. Oh, Hayden, we can't lose tonight. I don't want to go back to those days. I still have nightmares about thimbles. Come on, let's go with a six-man line. If this isn't a matter of winning or losing a football game, we're trying to maintain a way of life.
Luther, you and I have been together 25 years preparing for this game. Now, come on. We're not ready by now. We never will be.
I guess you're right. I'll tell you something, Hayden. With all the ups and downs, I wouldn't trade these last 25 years for anything in the world. I mean it.
It's okay. Go ahead. Fire away, you guys.
Coach, the latest line has West Texas 6-point favorites. Earlier in the week, they were 8-point favorites. Any thoughts about that?
Well, only if they played the game next week. Maybe then we'd be the favorites. Hey, look out!
Oh,
oh,
my God!
Oh, is he okay?
No, he's out cold.
Oh, somebody call an ambulance.
He's resting comfortably. It's going to be fine.
Oh, thank goodness.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the way he went down, we were worried.
Well, he took a pretty good blow to the head. He does have a concussion.
Well, I just have to keep him from jumping around too much at the game.
I can't release him in time for the game.
What?
What? I'm still going to need to keep him under observation for a day or two.
But we're playing for the national championship. You don't realize how important it is. Come on, can't you just release him for a couple hours?
I'm afraid Mr. Van Dam is experiencing some confusion, double vision, and disorientation.
Yeah?
Well, that's not good.
No, but that's Luther.
I'm sorry, Coach, but you know what head injuries are like. It's important to keep the patient under observation for a while. It's for his own good.
Hayden, I don't think we have a choice here. I take it Luther doesn't know yet.
But I can tell him if you'd like.
No, no, I mean, he has to be told that she come from me.
Hey.
Hey, Luth. How you doing?
Oh, you know me. I'm fine. Are we ready to go?
Whoa. Luth? How's your head feeling?
Hey, my head's fine. Come on, we gotta go to the game. Hey, after the game, guess what? We're all going over to Bobby's house. His mother's gonna make chocolate pudding with whipped cream. And then my dad's gonna pick us up and take us all to the drive-in for the new Buck Rogers. Come on, we gotta get to the game. We don't want to be late.
Sure.
I'll wait outside.
Okay.
Feather kick, baker's man. Trust this, you can't.
Luth. The doctor says you have a concussion and you can't leave here till tomorrow.
Well, I'll miss the game.
Well, you know how doctors are. They don't like to take chances.
Hey, no, nobody bothered to ask me. Come on, Luce. Quit sitting there rocking. Let's get out of here.
I'm not rocking, Luce.
Well, something sure as hell is. This isn't a hospital boat, is it?
Can't believe we're going to play for a national championship. I'm going to miss it.
Well, I can't believe we're playing for a national championship, and I got to try to win the game, and all the time I'll be thinking about you lying in this hospital bed. You know, Luther. You're supposed to be there, Luth. We've been dreaming about this for 25 years, a chance to prove that we're the best. No, we don't get to have that moment. Where you and I get to stand on that field and look at each other and realize how far we've come.
Hey, listen. My kids are ready to win. I mean, my defensive line, my linebackers, my secondary. I mean, they're ready, Hayden. I'm not kidding you. Remind him not to try to arm tackle that fullback Redstone. I mean, he'll run right through him. He's got thighs like telephone poles. And they're going to try to fool you with their alignment, so don't let them confuse you too much, okay? Now, go on. Get on that bus. You'll miss it. Hayden, see you at the victory party, okay? Hayden, why'd you give me the finger?
Pioneer Bowl. We're nearing the end of the first quarter, and so far these teams have played it very conservatively, much like a couple of heavyweight fighters feeling each other out early in the bout. The ball right now is at midfield. It's second down and seven, and West Texas's running game is starting to come alive.
Watch out for the pass.
Green takes the snap, back to pass, throws, hits Brown. Brown gets all the way down to the Minnesota State 30-yard line. First down, West Texas.
What did I tell you?
I don't think they can hear you.
This is the Wildcats' deepest penetration of the game thus far, though they moved the ball fairly consistently against the Eagles.
Fairly consistently? Looks to me like they're pushing you guys all over the field.
Hey, you're a nurse. You're supposed to comfort me.
Poof.
Wildcats in the tailback.
I gotta tell you, you're no Florence Henderson.
And he takes it down to the Eagle 24-yard line, and now you get the feeling that the Wildcats are really beginning to flex their muscle.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. I haven't called the right defense yet. Damn it, Luther. Play the pass, Doug.
Wildcats quickly up to the line of scrimmage. Green takes the snap, rolling to his right. On a keeper, still going. All the way down to the 14-yard line, and for the first time tonight, the screaming Eagle defense looks totally confused.
Did you see that?
What?
You see what that left side guard did on the last play.
Yes, and I don't care how much it itches, you don't scratch yourself there on national television.
No, before that, he lined up differently than the play before. He turns up with his big butt up in the air on pass plays, but not on running plays.
So?
So he's telegraphing the plays. See, they're going to pass.
Green back to pass. Great protection. Finds the open man. Hits the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats.
I got to call him.
Just take it easy. I'll check back on you later.
Give me the Alamo Dome. Alamo Dome.
The extra point is good, and as the first quarter comes to a close, the score is West Texas 7, Minnesota State
0. This isn't going to work. I'll get to hate myself.
The view outside from our sky cam, and back inside, we're nearing the end of the first half, and this game has lived up to its billing. We're tied 7-7, but West Texas is on the move again as they marched all the way down to the Eagle 5-yard line.
Come on there. Watch your pass.
Wow.
Turn around.
takes the snap, rolling to his right, looking. He's going to keep now. Reed for the corner of the end zone. Touchdown, Wildcats.
Touchdown.
The extra point is good, and that makes the score West Texas 14, Minnesota State 7.
What's the score?
Last I heard, 20-14 West Texas.
What's the quarter?
Late in the third?
I gotta get out of
here. Hey, you're not going anywhere. I got strict orders to keep you right here.
Yeah, but I gotta see Hayden.
I'm sorry.
At least I gotta see the game, because you give me... Just give me a television set or something so I see the game.
Okay. I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll see what I can come up with. But listen, you got to promise me you're going to stay right here.
Okay, yeah.
You're not going to move.
Right, no.
What are we, 35 yards away?
He's second and six. That little swing pass Carter's been working.
Okay, I think Hopkins can beat number 10. Just run a straight corner.
Second and six for the Eagles as Fleetwood fakes the give, rolling to his left, buying time, looking downfield, throwing into the end zone. Great catch! Touchdown!
You gotta call a medic. Get him strapped down. I don't want him on the field again. He's gonna kill himself. Trigger!
Now the drive for the point after, and the kick is good. Minnesota State takes the lead over West Texas 21-20. Well, if you like drama, you've come to the right place. When we come back, we'll start the fourth quarter, and the question is, can the Screaming Eagle defense stop that very potent West Texas offense? They haven't done it yet, and this one may come down to who has the ball last.
Where am I?
You're okay. You're here with me.
Where are you?
We're at the Pioneer Bowl.
What's the score?
Your guys are up 24-20. But West Texas has got a drive going. There's less than 2 minutes left in the game. West Texas has got another first down. Across midfield.
Can you give me a glass of water?
Water.
Wash it
for me,
okay?
Hi. You're a Screaming Eagles fan?
Not really. There's a big box of these over there.
You a money fan? I'll give you $20, you wheel me out on the field.
Sorry, I can't do that. The guy told me to watch you.
$100?
Okay.
Over the right side, a gain of three. That'll make it second down and seven at the 29.
Man, come on, Bryce. You can't suck it up right there.
This one is coming right down to the wire. Number one ranked and undefeated West Texas trailing number two ranked and undefeated Minnesota State 24-20. But this Wildcat drive began back at their own 8-yard line, and they've gone 63 yards in 8 plays. The Screaming Eagles are reeling, and this place is rocking. And West Texas has called a timeout with 17 seconds to play.
Well, what do you think they're going to do?
I don't know. I've been guessing wrong all night.
Hey,
Luther.
Hey. Geez, not again.
You got to listen to me. You got to listen to me. They're tipping their place.
Huh?
The weak side guard turns on, sticks his big butt up in the air every time they pass.
You're kidding.
He does it every time on a running play. He lines up straight.
Well, how come I didn't notice it?
I don't know. It's a tough butt to miss.
Dom, come here. Tell the defense to watch the weak side guard. If he sticks his butt up in the air, it means it's a pass. So tell everybody to get back into coverage.
Got it.
Are you sure about this, Luz?
Hey, Mac, I would kill myself getting here to tell you. You think I'm not sure? What are they doing?
They're at the line. The guard's turned out. There's his big butt. It's a pass, Cobb. It's a pass.
Pick it up.
Cinderella season, and I never thought I'd say this again, but do you believe in miracles?
Is that the most beautiful sight you've ever seen?
Oh, no.